Are you ready? Call the meeting to order of the Operations and Personnel Committee. Please call the roll.
Linda Little.
Here.
Grant Noland.
Here.
John Jackson.
Here.
Bill Oliver. Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
You have a quorum present.
Okay. I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of the November 16th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I would entertain a motion on the payroll.
Motion to approve the payroll as presented.
Second.
Thank you, Bill.
Are there any questions or comments on the payroll as presented? Hearing none, roll call.
Did anyone hear that Ryan is also on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, roll call from payroll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Mr. Crick is not a member of the committee, so I'm not calling roll for him. Motion carries.
Okay. Entertain motion on the claims as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or concerns on the claims? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Reports, Madam Auditor. The only thing I have is I have one resolution for tonight accepting a one-year proposal from Midwest Employers Casualty for workers' compensation, excess liability insurance coverage. We are self-insured for workers' comp, but we do have insurance for above a $500,000 or $600,000 threshold. And the fee for this year would be $85,504. That compares to last year's of $80,446, so it went up about $5,000. So it's been rising over the last several years. Back in 2015, it was only $66,000, so it's one of those things. And I think the outlook is the same for the future. But anyway, I would ask that we approve this one. We did have two quotes. And this was the best offer we felt.
Karen, what was program two of the offering on that?
Program two was $195,000, yeah. But the deductible was only $250,000. So we felt the risk was adequate to take the higher one.
Karen, we're on the hook for the first
$500,000. $600,000 for law enforcement. Currently, it's $500,000 across the board.
Had the claim, where would that come out of?
If we had a claim, it would come out of our pocket first, and then we would turn it in and get reimbursed above $500,000.
Right, but I mean, if the after the first $500,000 or $600,000, would it come out of judgment, out of general fund? Where?
Not the general fund, the insurance fund, probably. If it was a workers' comp case, it'd be insurance fund. Unless there was some kind of judgment thing involved, but most workers' comp cases come out of the insurance fund. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We'll call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
That's all I had.
Thanks, Carol.
And the County Board has a resolution, an ordinance to approve a lease agreement renewal with the Macon County CASA. They are currently occupying space on the seventh floor, and this is just a new lease. I would so move to approve.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Grant Nolan.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Motion carries.
County Clerk.
Nothing other than today was the first day for the school board to start filing for the April 6th election.
Are they dashing to your door to do
that? Well, there were maybe a dozen or so today, I think early on, and then I think we ended up with a total of 19.
Okay.
Filed for
the various,
all the school boards?
Yeah, all the various ones, yeah, yeah. The only other thing is we have in the election equipment about 40 laptops that are probably 6 years old. Normally what we would do is recycle those because you can't really sell them. They're too old. The question is, if I run it past legal, are you guys interested in approving a resolution that would allow us to just sell those for a nominal fee to whether you want it to be the general public or whether you want it to be just county employees? Otherwise, we're just going to recycle them. Sending them to the auction is just a waste of time. They're not really worth anything. But I figured if there were county employees that were interested in buying them for whatever nominal fee we would come up with, I'd be happy to write the resolution up if legal's approves.
I'm okay with it, but I think you need legal approval because at one point, a long time ago, they were saying that employees could not buy county equipment at the auction. So
right.
I think it's a good idea if legal agrees.
What are they worth, Josh?
I mean, we would probably sell them for $20. They're really not worth anything. If we took them to the auction, someone would probably pay $100 for all 40 of them. And I don't know what they would even do with them. You know, electronics are just consumables at this point in time. I mean, after so many years, they just don't really have any value. The county has to responsibly dispose of them, which means we have to have a recycler do it, which means usually environmental would have an event. We would send all of our stuff on with that. Otherwise, most other counties, if they don't have environmental management, they have to pay someone to take them because we can't just throw them away.
What if we gave them away to our employees?
We could. I just didn't know if you wanted to give them away or if you wanted to find some kind of nominal fee, $20 or whatever it is, just to so that you're not giving county employees surplus equipment. You're selling it.
Probably getting less trouble giving it to them.
I don't know. I didn't even know if you were interested. I can have legal check it all out and bring it to you, but I didn't have a resolution. I wasn't going to bother going forward with a resolution if you weren't interested at all.
I would appreciate knowing what legal has to say about it and move on from there, because if legal's okay with it, I'm fine with either giving them away or
give them. But I mean, you can bring finance if you wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to legal and then get a resolution together. Nothing other. I had last county board meeting. The county board approved a grant from CTCL, Citizens for Tech and Civic Life, that we received. I have word from them since we didn't expend all of it because the state grant covered most of our excess expenses, that they may allow us to extend that grant 6 months and expend for the April election out of that. So that is my intention, is to request that extension and then continue to use those funds for the April election because COVID's not going to be gone by April.
Are we required to do all the crazy for the spring election that we had to do for November as far as early voting and mail-in?
The governor and IDPH hasn't issued any kind of directive on April. That's probably too far out for them to do anything at this point. Yeah. But in the event that they do, we do have enough PPE from this election to, because so many people voted by mail or early voted, that we have enough PPE But there's always, you know, there'll be additional expenses with COVID. I mean, everything is just slower and more expensive.
But we're not having a primary for the city, right?
No, there's no primary. No, the number of applicants required for city council would have been 13, and they only had 12. So we were one short, thankfully. That's, yeah, that's a lot of money for one race. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing other than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Madam Recorder?
I do not have anything to report at this time, but I will accept any questions if anybody has for my last 2 month monthly reports. I can proudly say the month of October was one of the biggest months we've ever had collecting money that I've seen.
Good.
It's great.
Let's do it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Workforce investments.
I just have a brief report. Last Tuesday, Workforce was asked to present to the Illinois Workforce Board. Due to the opioid grant, they wanted an update on how we were doing. With the doors being closed to the public for almost 9 months now, the other grant recipients are struggling with getting employers to take people for work experience and on-the-job training. And to speak of, at the end of December will be the end of our first year. Our goal was to have 84 work experiences by the end of the second year, and we have 38. And so they wanted a presentation to see what Decatur was doing to involve employers and get some of these patients employed with a work experience. So the key there is the partnership that we have with Crossing, because we actually put them on work experiences at that facility. So they're gardening and they're answering the phones and they're working with activities. Then when we feel like they're ready to go out into the community with an employer, we take them along with case management. So that really is the key there, is that the partnership that we have with Crossing has really built a foundation for that. The other thing we're doing is we're working very closely with Austin Industrial. They are currently looking to hire 30 to 50 skilled workers. So we're working with Economic Development and Richland Community College, and we're trying to get some welding classes up and running. They've got a couple employees that they'd like to put in incumbent training, which we can help fund that, which might leave 5 or 6 seats open that if they come to us first, we can actually pay their books, tuition, and fees. So we're trying really hard to get that out into the community so they know to come to Workforce first so that we can help them with their training needs. And then we've had several virtual job fairs. It's something new that we've been doing. It's all virtual. So we have the employer come to us. We put them on the screen. We've worked with FUIO, Workforce, Macon County Health Department, Crossing, and Assured Insulation. And so we are getting people jobs through the virtual job fair. So that's what Workforce has been doing. Any questions from anyone? All right. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Citizens' remarks.
I had none.
Okay. I have no old business to bring before the committee, and there's no new business. We do not need a closed session this evening. So our next meeting will be January 25th of 2021.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all, and have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
You too.